In Nepal, the Microsoft Innovation Center has played a critical role in supporting UNDP, government, and educational organizations to help the country recover. The impact is lasting and inspiring.
Coming from Armenia, when I came here, the first thing I asked was, what are we doing in innovations? And then the next question was, is Microsoft Innovation Center here in Nepal? So I was very pleased to hear that they were here. First time we reached out to MIC, it was in early 2015. That time we started discussing ways of partnering for promoting innovations in development. And then in April, the earthquake hit. We reached out to MIC. In practical terms, I called Alan G and I told him that we needed MIC's help. So this is how it started. We had a few brainstorming sessions with them, and as a result, we developed the debris management app. Okay. It's a one-stop mobile application, basically, which allows for real-time management of debris management work. It absolutely greatly helped our effectiveness, efficiency, transparency, accountability when dealing with such a large-scale program. Now, the beauty of the program is that it could be replicable at any place of the world. And UNDP now is building on this experience to incorporate this instrument in its post-disaster recovery work.
From there, we derived other applications, and it's never stopping. The more we talk, the more ideas we come up with. And it's a really good convergence of the Microsoft team, who's very tuned in on the development and the social economic issues of the country. They have access to a lot of amazing youth. 25 years old and below are 50% of the Nepali population. So you have a huge stock of amazing brains, very creative usually. And we as development practitioners, I think it's our role to always look for more innovative, new ways, of dealing with old problems. And this convergence of ideas has been extremely, extremely fruitful. And at least for UNDP, but I think, through the conversations that we have with the MIC, I think it's a mutual benefiting relationship and everybody is finding it extremely fulfilling.
Microsoft is, among the global leaders when it comes to information technology. And the Microsoft Innovation Center here has a history of working with UNICEF and has very successfully worked with UNICEF. And not just UNICEF, but many other UN agencies and NGOs and also the government to support development issues. And they've been very successful in that. And I think, the Microsoft Innovation Center here in Nepal has a very strong commitment towards social causes, and that's what I think makes them a very solid partner to work with.
Microsoft were helping on different kind of issues, and I'm involved in 2012, I think, in Women Commission also, building different kind of information relating with the violence, to combat the violence against women. And how to, the main objective is to use technology to prevent the violence against women, actually. And our target is to use mobile, actually.
First of all, I think I have to give kudos to the team, the MIC Nepal team. They've been very well known for their efficiency and for their contacts in the country. And partnering them would be a great resource, not only in terms of getting their contacts, getting exposed or getting to know their startups, but it's overall a great team to work with. So that would definitely be our first choice to partner with. That's why we chose Microsoft.
I have a policy, at least here, after I started working with Mick, is that every single time when I'm looking for a fresher, and I'll get hundreds of CVs in my desk, and if some of those CVs happen to mention Mick, it's automatic selection for interview, because I know, right, they may not have everything I need, but I know that beyond the technical part of that, Alan has, the Mick has definitely spent some time building the soft skill, which is very, very important for us. Because we work on a team, we work with our clients, just like everybody else, but for us, the culture is also giving back
and that also plays a big role for us.
We have already created more than 70,000 entrepreneurs, and also created maybe more than 100,000 jobs, and especially for poor and socially excluded people, and especially women.
I think Microsoft Innovation Center has already done quite a bit by creating a platform for all these minds for creating an incubator atmosphere, setting them up. Now, with the MIC tag, it will be able to probably solicit investments from all around. Maybe MIC can put in, Microsoft can put in a little bit of seed money as well, which will attract other angel finances from abroad.
To me, and we're not talking about 3-4 years, we're talking even longer term, the future of this country is absolutely linked to the quality of its youth. Right? That's, in my view, absolutely undeniable. So anything that will empower those young people, give them hope, take them to a course and a highway of development that will be fulfilling, that will enable them to ensure and address their immediate social economic needs like we all have. So you combine this with aspiration and access to more innovative tools and exposure through the internet, through IT, to what is happening in other places. That will reduce the risks of further tensions amounting, right? Because they will dedicate their focus, their attention, their strength, their efforts on positive thinking. And if you combine this youth that you have empowered to the asset that Nepal has as a country, it's endless opportunities. You have a natural trend that is encouraging, and I think if UNDP, combining the efforts of Microsoft, if together, because we have almost by default this convergence of objectives, I think we can really empower each other and make sure that our impact is really much stronger.